to you, Christ. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank a slave for doing what is commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you have been ordered to do, and say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ. Well, today is, as you can see, faith is an interesting topic, isn't it? It's not easy. Everybody loves to talk about their faith, right? Yeah? I'm not sure if any of you could have done any better than the kids up here today. We don't like to talk about our faith sometimes. And obviously, we pray that our faith will not be tested. So what is this thing that we call faith? It must be something good because the apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. You know, turn up the old faith knob, you know. But faith doesn't work like that, does it? Faith isn't something we can hold. It's not physical. Faith is abstract. It's something we hold within ourselves. Faith is defined as a confidence or a belief or a trust in the truth or trustworthiness of a person, an idea, or a thing. You can have faith in a lot of things, right? You can have faith in your company or your boss that you work at. Well, until you get laid off, then you might lose some faith there. You can have faith in a spouse until maybe a marriage falls apart. Having true faith, then, is not a blind faith. It depends on a track record of trustworthiness. Trusting is key to having faith. Probably one of the best examples I know to show faith is in a scene from one of my favorite movies, and I'm going to age myself here. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. How many remember seeing that movie? Okay. I'm going to make you all feel old. That movie is 36 years old. Yeah. There are people here that weren't even born 36 years ago. But how could you go wrong with a movie that starred Harrison Ford and Sean Connery? But I digress. I loved watching movies, especially action adventures. I had two boys, so I got to see a lot of action adventure movies. But I always made sure that they had a happy ending where, you know, the good guy wins in the end. So I'm going to show you a clip from the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And it's entitled A Leap of Faith. And now, if you're not familiar with the movie, that's okay. I know it's old. But let me set the scene for you. Indiana Jones is a famed adventurer and archaeologist, and that was played by Harrison Ford. And he acquires a dictionary, or a diary, and maps from his father, played by Sean Connery in this movie. Indiana's father is obsessed with finding the mysterious Holy Grail, the cup that Jesus drank out of in the Last Supper. Remember, this is a movie, okay? Indiana Jones goes looking for his missing father, and when he finds them, together they begin looking for the Holy Grail. But, of course, the bad guys are always after Indiana Jones, and they find him and his father, and they shoot his father. To save his father's life, Indiana Jones must go on to find the Holy Grail, with the map that his Father has laid out for him. The Holy Grail has the healing powers that his Father needs to heal from what he is faced right now. Now, the scene takes place in the middle of nowhere. In a cave, there's no hospitals around this cave. Indiana must decide how much faith he has in his Father's research, and when it comes to a dead end. He comes to a large cavern that looks the size of a somewhat smaller version of our Grand Canyon, okay? And on this map his Father gives him, it tells him that there is a bridge across this cavern, but there's a catch. The bridge is invisible. To access the bridge, the person must simply take one step in faith, and it'll be there. Let's watch this scene. Okay. Well, that was a dramatic step, don't you think? The first step in faith can be a very hard one sometimes. Indiana Jones had to take a leap of faith and believe in his Father's research. Our leap of faith in God may not be quite as dramatic as that, with like it is in the movies. Yet sometimes even the smallest of steps in faith can have a very large impact. Jesus tells his apostles that faith is not about quantity, it's about quality. Jesus tells his inner circle of disciples, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Now, I'm not so sure why you would want to plant a mulberry tree in the middle of a sea. I'm not even picturing that. But Jesus can be dramatic too in his language to show a point. A mustard seed was the smallest and tiniest of seeds. Jesus' point is using a mustard seed to represent faith. It's that it's not about the great faith that we need, but the faith in a great God. God does the heavy lifting. It's just we need to believe and trust in God is capable of anything. Throughout Scripture, we see people all through Scripture who put their faith in Jesus, and miraculous things happened. From the woman who was bleeding for 17 years just by touching Jesus' robe because she believed she would be healed, and she was healed, and it was credited to her, to her faith. The centurion who had a sick servant that knew that by a word from Jesus, his servant could be healed, and he was. He believed in Jesus. The faith of the paralytic that walked because of his faith. The faith of the blind man who regained his eyesight because he believed. And one of my favorite faith stories in Scripture comes from Mark chapter 9, verse 24, where the father cries out to Jesus to help his son, saying, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This passage is powerful because it shows the willingness to have faith while acknowledging its limitations, a humility that allows God to work and strengthen our belief. The verse is a prayer in itself, a desperate plea for Jesus to help overcome the doubt that hinders faith. I'm sure it's the same kind of prayer that the disciples are having with Jesus when they say, Jesus, increase our faith. Sometimes these stories and scriptures seem to be very removed from us. They happened over 2,000 years ago. How can we trust in God today? Well, over this last month, we've been sharing with you in our e-herald and in inserts in your bulletin, tell out my soul stories, testimonies of people today. true faith stories. Real people have experienced for themselves how they can trust God with their lives. Modern day leaps of faith, not some fictional movie. Our God is alive and faithful to us, and He always, as He was in biblical times, God reveals Himself to us in our everyday lives, at least if we are paying attention. Daily, God shows us how God is trustworthy, worthy of our faith. And sometimes it just takes a small step forward to have a big impact on our faith walk. Next week, during my sermon time, I've been asked to share my own testimony on Tell Out My Soul. For those of you that have been here at Christ the King for many years, you'll have heard some of these stories in my sermons or maybe in our Bible studies, but I've never been this transparent to come and talk to you in front of you in one setting. Sometimes we all know we all need to reflect on our lives to see how just small steps in faith toward God have had a big impact on our lives. When we reflect, we begin to see not what we have done over the years or what great faith that we have had, but the faithfulness and the trustworthiness of the one we believe has had the biggest impact in our lives. Jesus' point today is not how big our faith is, but who our faith is in, a great God. God wants to be close and intimate relationship with each one of us as we are called children of God. Yes, we must choose to take that first step because we have free will to do that. But like the tiny mustard seed, we just need to take that first small step, and God's power will be revealed in our lives. Imagine the huge impact on our community if each one of us took just one more small step toward our faith, toward God. Would you please pray with me? All-powerful Father God, You are always faithful to us, even when we do not deserve it. Help us to take even a small step in faith to grow closer to You each day. Empower us with Your Holy Spirit. Open our hearts to faith stories all around us. Melt our hearts to show us where You would have us go, and keep us free from fear and pride that keeps us from drawing closer to You. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who followed You faithfully, even to suffering and death on the cross, so that we could live eternally with You. Amen.